The US Justice Department has released around 3 million new files related to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. And while there are plenty of prominent public figures internationally who have been revealed to have connections to Epstein, there's one person whose name crops up for the first time, South Africa's former president, Jacob Zuma. I'm Rebecca Davis, senior journalist for Daily Maverick. When the latest set of documents related to Epstein were published online on Friday, 23rd January, the Daily Maverick team, like other journalists around the world, set about searching the record to see if Epstein had any interesting local ties. Someone we weren't expecting to find in there was Jacob Zuma, because there has never before been any indication that Epstein and Zuma might be connected in any way. But the records reveal evidence to suggest that Epstein puppet-mastered an intimate dinner for Zuma at a posh London hotel in 2010, with other Epstein contacts and a Russian model. But first, something to remember about what's in these new files. Part of what they contain is the record of tip-offs made by the public about Epstein to the police or the FBI. Now, these claims cannot be credibly reported on because they haven't been substantiated. But the files also contain the contents of Epstein's email inbox and his online chat logs. These are real emails sent to and by Epstein, and this is what we're reporting from. Secondly, a bit of context. It is confirmed that Zuma was in London at the time when the Epstein dinner seems to have taken place, because the dates coincide with Zuma's first state visit to the UK during his presidency, during early March 2010. Zuma was invited by Queen Elizabeth II, and he and his wife, Tobeka Madiba Zuma, stayed in Buckingham Palace for two nights, the 3rd and 4th of March 2010. On both evenings, there were state banquets. The British Royal Household's programme for Zuma shows that his last official engagement was on the afternoon of Friday, the 5th of March, when he met with NGOs working in South Africa at Pretoria's diplomatic hub in London, South Africa House. Thanks to the Epstein releases, we now have an idea of what Zuma did on that Friday night. The first email in the Epstein files relating to the Zuma dinner was sent on Thursday, 4th March, to a recipient whose name has been redacted from the record, but we know who sent it, a British man called Mark Lloyd, whose name recurs throughout the files and who seems to have operated as a kind of elite fixer for Epstein, brokering connections for him in UK high society. Lloyd's email reads, "Dear Vera, I am a friend of Jeffrey Epstein, and I have been asked to help arrange a small dinner tomorrow night for President Jacob Zuma of South Africa at the Ritz Hotel at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. Jeffrey suggested that I invite you, as you would be certain to add some real glamour to the occasion. A friend of Jeffrey's is a friend of mine, so I have no hesitation inviting you to join us. If you are not put off by the extremely short notice and would be able to accept, can you let me have a little more information about yourself as well as your full name, as I have to present the president with a summary of the guests in advance. With best regards, Mark Lloyd." The recipient of the email responded, "Hello, Mark. It is very kind of you and Jeffrey to invite me, and I will be honored to accept your invitation. About myself, my name is," and that's redacted, "I'm from Russia and I've lived in London for the past 2 years. I'm a model represented by Select Modeling Agency. I've been modeling for the past 6 years and have lived in Paris, New York, Barcelona, and Japan. Please let me know if you need any other information. Will it be a black tie event or is a sleeveless cocktail dress okay?" A separate email sent by Epstein to prominent British politician Peter Mandelson reads, "Mark Lloyd is having dinner for Zuma tomorrow night at the Ritz. I have invited a beautiful Russian named," and the name is again redacted, "to attend." Now, exactly who the other guests were at this dinner is unclear. Lloyd described the dinner as small in his email, so it's reasonable to assume there were not many guests, particularly if it wasn't an official engagement for Zuma. But we know that the dinner did happen, thanks to an email Mark Lloyd sent to Epstein the day after. It begins, "Jeffrey," and here the name is again redacted, but presumably the Russian model, "was magnificent. She is that rare combination of elegance, charm, and natural beauty, and what is more, she is smart with it. She made a very positive impression on all those who met her, so thank you very much indeed for this introduction." The email also reveals that Zuma's famous charm did not fail to impress his British handlers. "That aside, we all found Jacob Zuma a much more impressive character than we had expected. He displayed more gravitas and none of the macho bluster he is generally portrayed as having by the tabloid press," Lloyd wrote. The last reference to the dinner is found in a response Epstein wrote to an unknown correspondent who emailed him on 6th March 2010 saying, "I am also summoned to see President Zuma tomorrow for private meeting. Do we like South Africa?" Epstein replied, "Very much. You can ask him about the girl next to Mark Lloyd." Again, the name has been retracted, but presumably the Russian model. "My new future ex." Now, since our reporting, it has been suggested that Epstein himself could not have been physically present at this dinner because he was under house arrest at the time. Although it should be noted that the terms of his house arrest were notoriously lax, and he was, for instance, permitted to fly on his private jet to his Caribbean island. Regardless, however, the fact that Epstein was familiar with the dinner down to the seating arrangements, the fact that he described himself as inviting guests, and the fact that Mark Lloyd was reporting back to him after the dinner strongly suggests that Epstein was intimately involved. It's also possible that Epstein may have participated in the meeting via an online platform, which was his habit while under house arrest. Now, it should be noted that there is no evidence of wrongdoing or improper conduct by Zuma relating to this dinner. The Jacob Zuma Foundation has neither confirmed nor denied that the dinner took place, but has refused to discuss the allegations further, terming it a smear campaign. There remain multiple unanswered questions. Why would Epstein think it a good idea to invite a presumably unvetted Russian model to dinner with a sitting head of state? Why would Zuma make time for this particular small dinner on a very short state visit when he would presumably have had British politicians and lobbyists queuing up to meet with him? And what was Lloyd and Epstein's interest in Zuma in the first place? We may never know the answer to these questions. But what we do know from the rest of the Epstein files is that Epstein had many ties to South Africa and a strong affinity for South African women. In our next video, we'll be diving deeper into Epstein's South African links.